Lynn.
Y buenos dias. Welcome back to LAMP.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast. Yes. We're back with another episode here on LAMP Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes, it is LAMP Tuesday. Please, hashtag
LAMP.
Watch, Tuesday. Subscribe, listen. Mm-hmm. We're everywhere, man. Please, Instagram, we're everywhere, man. We're on YouTube, Spotify, your iTunes, Anchor, Party Savers. We everywhere. Yes.
Shout out to Party Savers 101. They play us every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
Yes. Tune in. We're here giving y'all content. Staying consistent.
Consistency is key.
Always, man.
All the time and everything.
But we're here today, man. Nothing special is going on. It's just hot in the hot Atlanta. Again.
I'm making an effort not to complain about it.
I will. Well, I don't have to complain because I don't come outside.
That's my thing. Like, you can't do
nothing. So I don't
come
outside. I mean, I don't want to come outside. It's too hot.
But I like doing things outside. I like, you know, we talked about before, I like festivals and stuff. So sometimes, and I don't want to say I don't like the sun. I love when it's sunny. It looks so pretty and everything. But 100.
Until them edges sweat out.
Yo. That's serious.
Like, now, you see this hair now?
This hair be in a bun real quick.
That thing will turn into an afro fast. And real quick, that heat hit it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's poof.
No more straight. You're nothing.
Real big, man.
Yeah, nothing. Ooh.
But we good, man. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good space. We're going to talk about something that I always spark my topics from things that happen and from things that I see.
Yes.
And one of the things that I see now is... is it hard to get over your ex with today's time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I mean. I think it's harder to get over somebody with the way we live.
Right.
You know, and like if you break up with somebody, getting over them will be a lot harder because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the temptation of checking on that person and the temptation of seeing who they're dating. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes people purposely do shit to get on your nerves. Like, they'll purposely...
Because they know you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So that was the topic. Like, why is it so hard? Is it... Do you feel it's harder to get over someone now? And why is it so taboo to reach out to just see how your ex is doing?
Because
I see so many people playing, so many memes, so many comments about someone trying to see how, you know, their ex is doing. And it's such a negative thing towards the person reaching out. I don't like that. So I wanted to get a woman's point of view. Is it someone that you're not over, or you think it's hard to get over somebody, blah, blah, blah? What do you feel, Mia?
I think, you know, initially it's hard to, you know, when you're dealing with your feelings and stuff. But no, I don't have any animosity towards any of my exes. So if they reached out or if I said something, I don't think that I would. It's not like a conscious thing like, oh, let me reach out and see how they're doing. Because depending upon how we left things, sometimes it's better to just keep that distance. But no, I don't feel no type way if you reach out and say hi and how's everything, or even if I were to do that. But I do understand your point of it being a little more difficult to get over when it's a fresh breakup, because you do see them on social media a lot. Like, that's the thing of, you have to stop following that person and all of those things. And some people think that's petty, like, oh, you're gonna stop following me. But it's like, yeah, because I really don't want to be reminded right now. Like, maybe in the future, you know, we'll follow each other again when stuff is, you know, at peace and we're both moved on. But when the feelings are so fresh, like, yeah, I don't want to see you coming on, you know, scrolling through my timeline. And I don't want to see that, you know, you just had, I don't know, your favorite cheeseburger at blah, blah, blah. Like, I really don't need to know you doing that. Because at that point, I'm still trying to get over or make peace with the situation. And constantly seeing you just drags that out. It just drags that out. So, no, I wouldn't. I do have an ex that follows me. Like, I can tell. You know how on your IG story it shows you everyone who looked at it? He looks at all of mine.
Oh.
Like, yeah, all of them. It's funny. But
you trying to get that back.
I mean, it don't bother me, though. It's like, it is what it is.
Yeah. I just don't like how it's so negative. Like, everybody just... Like, everybody don't have emotion. That is how I feel. Like, I feel like today's generation, the way we live at to now, it's like... corny to feel something,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and it's like, that's whack to me. Like, I got feelings, you know. It's certain things that, you know, like, even my situation, like, I'm over my ex. I am. Only thing I'm not over is the actual situation. I don't like to fail at something, you know.
Okay.
What I'm saying? So for me, okay, I felt like I failed that situation. So that's the part that I can't get over. Same thing with my grandma and my mom. Like, they passed away without being able to see me where I'm at now. So I felt like, I mean, this is just me. I know I shouldn't think like this, but I felt like I failed because they didn't get it. I didn't succeed earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I didn't do these things for them to actually see me do these things. You know, so I feel like that's, I can't get over that. So even with my past relationships, like, I felt like it should have succeeded and I didn't do what I was supposed to. So I'm not over that. But even if I wanted to reach out, I feel like, damn, I shouldn't, because it's taboo to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if I do, I don't know, what's her reaction going to be? You know,
look,
so...
Like, it looked like you still want her. And
yeah, like, I just want to see how you're doing. Like, we did spend majority of my life with someone. Like, right. Not even just me, just with people, period. Like, if you're with someone for a long time and then y'all end it, you know, even if it's on bad terms or not, you still would like to know if that person is okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not even just a general, how you doing?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
No, definitely. I get that. Especially when you're in long-term relationships that end. That person spent so much of their life with you. And, you know, there's so many memories and just life experiences with that individual because you were with them for, like, years. It's not like a quick, you know, six-month thing.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? This is somebody you were with for years, and there's, like, certain, even there might be memories of even, like, family outings and just things of that nature.
Yeah, because that shit happens all the time, because I'm a very what's the word I want to use? Sentimental person. Certain things, like, I'm the type of person, like, if I do something special with Mia, I wouldn't do that with nobody else.
Right.
That's just the type of person I am. Like, I felt like that moment was our moment. I wouldn't experience. I like to create new ones. So that's the thing. So if I see something that reminds me of someone that I dealt with in the past, that's going to spark up, like, damn, I did this with that person, blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, corny. It's, like, I shouldn't feel that way. Like, society makes it seem like you shouldn't have those feelings.
Yeah.
Like, you should be just so cold-hearted and, like, no, I'm done. I'm not like that.
That's the, what do you call that? The internet trolls?
Yeah.
The trolls that just be coming at you so hard for the simplest things. Yeah, like, they act like you killed somebody. You be like...
Like, we ate these burgers here. You know what I mean? I just remembered that me and such came to this burger spot all the time. And then you like, oh, you punk ass. I can't have a feeling, brother. A memory. That's all it is. They be killing you just because you show an emotion. I'm an emotional person.
And that's okay.
Yes, and I do. Okay. I have feelings. I think about people.
Yeah.
And people that I wasn't in a relationship with, people that just had a connection with.
Yeah.
I think about that. And why is it so corny?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I do think that if someone is in a state where, you know, they had a really bad breakup, it is hard to get over somebody. What today it is, like, that is temptation to just know that that person is a click away.
A click away.
You reading comments. You're like, oh, what you mean, thank you? Why is this dude telling her thank you?
Yeah.
Like, it can mess with your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's why you gotta block them. You can't be looking.
See, that's another thing. I'm the type of person, I want to give somebody that satisfaction. Like, I'm to the point where, like...
No, I understand that as well.
If I break up with somebody, I'm not going to show them that I... See, it's kind of contradicting what I'm saying. Because if I break up with somebody, I'm not going to show them that I care that much to unfollow them or to block them. Just regular people. Like, if someone says something on my page, I want to take the relationship out. Just someone that says something on my page, ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction to be like, oh, he blocked me? I got on his nerves that much. I don't want to give them that. I just want them to be like,
that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of person I am.
Because
I've been blocked plenty of times. And
I don't think I've ever been blocked.
I don't see why.
Yeah, I've never been blocked. I don't block, but I will unfollow you. Like, I don't. Like I said, I don't want to see you on my timeline. I just don't. I need a minute. Maybe I'll come back around. But right now, I don't want to think about you. You know?
Like, I honestly don't think I've ever unfollowed someone for something they said to me. Maybe something that they posted that I remember unfollowed this rapper because he was like posting like people getting decapitated. And I was like, dude, I don't want to see
that. I've unfollowed people for dumb stuff like that, that's not what I want
to
see.
But not for something someone said to me. Like, I just don't want to give no one that satisfaction to think they have that much control over me and that whatever they said upset me so much that I'm not able to look at that person no more.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I don't think I've ever done that. But it's hard, man. Social media has made it very uncomfortable for someone to not want to deal with you. Well, not to get over you. You just see us all the time. Man, you see it. Pictures, posting.
Yeah, I'm unfollowing. I'm doing all that. Because that's the thing. I don't want to see it.
She's petty.
No, I'm just unfollowing because I know I need a minute. And maybe, I'm not saying if I see you out, if I see you somewhere, I'm cordial all the time. All the time. I have no issues. But I just don't want to be reminded of you every day. Like, how do you get over something if you're reminded of it every day?
Right.
There's a particular healing process that needs to be done. So I'm going to do what I have to do. Now, if you want to follow me and look at everything I do, hey, that's on you. That's on you. That's on you. But I'm going to unfollow. I'm going to, just because I need a minute. That's all.
Just needs a minute.
I need a minute.
Have you ever stalked someone? Have you ever stalked an ex on social media?
Yeah, I hate to use the word stalk, but yeah. Like, I've definitely gone to an ex page and, you know, just to see. Yeah, just to see. Just to see. I have. Ironically, though, I would say that I guess it just happens this way. The guys that I date aren't big social media people. So they're like those people that post something like twice a month.
That hurts.
Like, they don't really like. So it's like, not like.
You'd be like, what is this person doing?
He's okay.
Why are they not posting?
Like, they're not big. Like, I've always been the big social media person because of radio and, like,
right.
acting. And so I try to constantly keep posting and content on my page. So they more so know what I'm doing than me know what they're doing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's cool. Whatever.
Social media mess with your head.
But
I'm telling you, man, it will mess with your head. You'll be coming up with so many things that you think going on. Like, why she stop posting?
Yeah.
What's she doing? She pregnant? Like,
you
just jump. I'm telling you, you jump right to that. Because, you know, if someone posts a lot, that's my theory. My theory about women is like that when a female stop posting, all of a sudden she either pregnant or she going through something. That's my thing. Because it's a trend. I'm telling you, every female that posts a lot of pictures and then all of a sudden she just stops. She either pregnant or she going through something right now.
Right.
That's my theory on something.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I've stalked.
Yeah.
I ain't ashamed of it. Yep. I look you dead in the camera. I stalk. I go through all exes, whatever. What you doing?
What you doing?
I need to see what you got going on in your life. I just making sure you're not doing better than me. That's all.
I had someone tell me, you know how you post like where you're out eating or something? So this is so funny. Like, maybe when my mom was here, my mom came to visit. She was in Atlanta like about a month ago, right? So we went out to eat and I posted our cocktail, like our drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the picture, it's literally just the two drinks, right? I had someone comment like, who you out with? Like, they just think people automatically think
yeah.
that it's something different. I'm like, yo, cocktail with my mama.
I see, I see a shadow. Who that? Who that shadow right there? You know what I'm saying?
People, yo, that's crazy.
I ain't even on front. I'm that guy. I'm checking. I'm looking. I'm not afraid to be who I am. I'm looking at your page. Mm-hmm. I'm checking. I don't do that. I've never been that deep into something. Unless I see a caption that needs me to read some comments. You know, you post some little, let me see what y'all saying. But no, man, I don't mind, man. I just don't like the fact that we live in a society right now where it's uncool to feel, uncool to have emotion for somebody or emotion for something that you were in or that you were dealt with or had a connection with. It's just uncool to feel for that person. People talk down on you if you feel for someone or something in your past.
That's from your past,
And I don't think that's cool, man.
And a lot of times what happens is, you know, you think something was so detrimental, right? But a lot of times, when years have passed and you start to realize that that situation that you might have had with that ex was simply because y'all was young.
Facts.
Or, you know what I mean? It wasn't, but they were actually a really good person.
True.
So it's like you'd be like, I hope they're good because they deserve blah, blah, blah. We just messed up in this realm. So it's not like they're evil individuals. You know what I mean? You just really be like, I hope they're good. Like, I'm not going to lie. So I pray every morning. That's like what I do. I get up in the morning and I sit in prayer. So there are times where I have actually prayed for exes of my past. Because if they pop into my mind, And I may have never actually texted them, reached out to them, hit them on social media, nothing like that. But they're you know, for whatever reason, they're a thought. So I'll say a simple prayer like, you know, God's favor over this individual. Hope things are well. But just because they popped into my head. Now, is this somebody I want to reach back to and see, you know, can we make it now? No, I've completely moved on. But you do have moments where you think about, you know, how's this? I wonder how this person's doing. I think that that's natural. People be hiding and fronting on social media.
And they only post the good shit, too. That's another thing. True. That will hurt you because you just see a person smiling and then they living in a one bedroom with no TV. And they just take pictures from one angle of the apartment or something. I don't know, man. But yeah, man, people out there, please, man, it's not. Don't be afraid to have feelings for somebody. Don't be afraid to show emotion. If you miss somebody, you miss somebody. Yeah. You know, reach out. If they're not receptive of it, at least you know, that's off your conscience. Mm-hmm. You just want to check on the person. Yeah. But that's how I feel, man. So let us know what you think about in the comments about getting over somebody. Is it hard with the days, times that we live in, with social media? Do you reach out to your ex if you think about them or, you know, whatever's going on? I mean, be respectful. You know, if they married and all that, don't be just hitting them up 2-3 in the morning. So, hey, baby, whatever, you know. But
yeah,
if you feel like reaching out, I suggest you say, how you doing? Just thinking about just seeing if everything is good. And keep it that. Keep it real simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah.
I will say, if I know he's married, I'm not reaching out. Oh, yes. I just want to say that. If I know you're married, I'm not reaching. You good. Then, to me, you good.
Yeah.
You good.
You straight. You don't need me to have you. You got somebody. You getting it on the regular. You straight. Yeah, she getting on the regular.
Okay.
On the regular with no problems. But please, man, subscribe to the channel, Lamp Podcast. Follow us on Instagram. Listen to us every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Me and the wonderful Mia Mendez.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say closing out?
Oh, actually, I did want to let y'all know that a movie that I did, I spoke about in the past, Fourth Quarter, that's on Amazon Prime, but it just hit DVD online. You could buy it at Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Barnes & Nobles. It's like on all those outlets. So you can buy the movie and check me out.
Real
appreciate
fast.
You.
I just threw that in there. You can just get it at Target. And,
yo, he loved Target, too.
I do. I was actually in Oklahoma City. I got to show you the picture. I was in Oklahoma City, and I walked into Target randomly, and my CD was on sale.
See? You know, now I just reach his status. You see how that, you know what I mean?
I walked in there. I walked in there in between my show to go get another T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I just randomly walked over there, and the dude...
There it was.
Aww, dude took a picture with me and everything. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Dope.
I was hyped.
So
make sure y'all check both of us out in Target.
Yes, am.
Right there. So peace. Holla at y'all.